President Bush accomplished an about-face in policy yesterday, broadening the U.S. role in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that won him praise from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers. Some members of Congress who side strongly with Israel are still wary of negotiation with the Palestinians. Others say that by declaring enough is enough and getting involved in peace talks, the president took a risky step he could no longer avoid. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Though most lawmakers are out of town for their spring recess, many reacted swiftly to the president's decision to send Secretary of State Colin Powell to push for peace next week in the Middle East. In a written statement, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle welcomed the president's initiative, saying the deteriorating situation demands American leadership. Daschle said the initiative rightly focuses on results, putting the onus on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to end terrorist attacks and, quote, prove whether he will be a partner for peace. Other lawmakers welcome the president's reaching out to both sides in the conflict.
The fact is, you can't have any kind of a negotiation by excluding Arafat.
Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel says since Arafat represents the Palestinian Authority, he has to be involved in talks for a comprehensive settlement. Still, Hagel acknowledges that for some, dealing with Arafat may seem to contradict the president's vow not to negotiate with those who harbor terrorists.
We are dealing with an imperfect situation here. Definitions of terror, terrorism, terrorists gets a bit clouded in the Middle East. We are dealing with the hand we are dealt.
The president's decision to get engaged with both sides in the Middle East conflict came just hours after House Republican Whip Tom DeLay delivered a speech publicly commending Mr. Bush for, in DeLay's words, resisting the constant calls to force Israel back to the negotiating table. DeLay, who's often the point man for Republicans in Congress, issued a statement last night in response to the president's new Middle East initiative. Acts of terror, DeLay said, can never be the basis for concessions. House Democrat Anthony Weiner of New York City blasted the president's initiative, calling it a capitulation that essentially rewards the terrorists. And Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter said, frankly, he was concerned about the president's demand that Israeli forces withdraw from Palestinian territories.
I don't know, and I don't know that they should, because the efforts being made by Israel are calculated to stop the suicide bombings and those who are supporting it.
Specter said as a precondition for any Israeli withdrawal from the occupied areas, Arafat must first call in the Arabic language for a stop to the suicide bombings. Specter praised the president, though, for getting Secretary of State Powell involved. According to one senator, the president's Middle East speech went through at least 17 drafts as policymakers struggled to strike a proper balance in the remarks. Nebraska's Hagel, who's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said, like Specter, he too had earlier urged the president to take a more active role in the Middle East.
Many of my colleagues are speaking with the White House and others. That's appropriate, and I think we should be part of that. But I think we have to be very careful here not to micromanage. We have one commander-in-chief, one secretary of state. Let's be as unified as we can. Doesn't mean we should not debate these issues. We should, but the president needs some running room here, some latitude, and we should support that.
But if the U.S. fails to get cooperation in this new effort to find peace, Congress could take a more active role. Ohio House Republican Bob Ney wrote to Israel's ambassador to Washington yesterday, saying the United States' request to meet with the parties involved in the conflict should be honored, and pointedly reminded him that the U.S. sends billions of dollars in aid to his nation, funding that needs the approval of a Congress that's traditionally supported Israel. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.